With yesterday's primary behind us, the race to be Delaware's next governor is now set. And as WHYY's Mark Eichmann reports, the contest pits friend against friend.
Colin Bonini easily won the Republican primary Tuesday night, setting up a general election campaign against his friend, Democrat John Carney. For 8 years, John Carney served as lieutenant governor. One of his few constitutional responsibilities was to preside over the Delaware Senate. That time created close relationships with many members of the state Senate, especially Republican Senator Colin Bonini.
He is a friend. I enjoy his company.
Carney admits that Bonini comes from the conservative side of the Republican Party, but he's a different kind of conservative.
A conservative, you know, who's not mad at people.
And for Bonini, the friendship is mutual.
I do like John, and he is a friend, and I think he is a good guy, and I do think he'd be competent manager of the government.
But now the two will face each other in the campaign to be Delaware's next governor. It's a contest that will expose obvious differences between these two friends when it comes to how Delaware should be governed for the next 4 years. Here's John Carney again.
I do expect we'll have lively debates about the issues that are important to our state. And fundamentally, this election for governor is going to be about who's best prepared to lead our state in this transition that we've been in for some time.
It's a very simple question. If you like the way things are in Delaware, vote for John. If you think we need a change, vote for me. And I think Delawareans have a thirst for change, and I think I'm going to be able to provide that.
Bonini and Carney were interviewed in WHYY's Wilmington studios. Those interviews can be viewed on WHYY-TV's First on Friday at 5:30. Delaware voters will decide between the two friends on November 8th. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.